Around the clock, we are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Ingles, getting ready for football season. You got to do it. You got to gas up the old tailgate mobile. You know, you got to do that with week zero, maybe even a little practice run. So why not go get some awesome stuff from the meat department, seafood department back there, and put some stuff on the portable Big Green Egg or the portable Blackstone, portable Traeger. So do that this weekend. And if you still got the honeydew weekend, one part of the honeydew is grilling. So yesterday, Sam, let me tell you what I did. Returned library books, cut both the front and back yards. Took the me and my daughter had a great day all day long, and then on top of all that, cooked out these thick pork chops. Love the thick pork chop cuts at Ingles, and some corn on the cob on the Traeger. So man. Great day for me, and it was sealed off by that awesome thick pork chop. Go do it at Ingles. Get the deli, get the boar's head cheese. I learned that about boar's head cheese. I told you that a few weeks ago. Boar's head cheese has less processed than other cheese, and it's real cheese. So that's cool, because a lot of cheese isn't cheese now. Find out about that and so much more at Ingles. Good bunch of great friends at Ingles. Dane Young, UGASports.com. Good morning, Dane. How you doing, buddy?
You're the real cheese, my friend.
Oh, I'm the big cheese.
Now, you mentioned you've got your grass. So I'm walking my neighborhood right now, and I got to tell you about this unit of a neighbor that I have.
All right.
I'm jealous of this man, because this is gentleman retired age is my assumption, and I'm telling you, I think he cuts his grass every other day, if not every day, and it's immaculate. Like, I think if there's a single weed in there, it probably ruins his day.
See, my yard is nice. And people comment on it, it's nice, but I see, like, I had a little drought area. I got some roots that caused a little drought area, and I've got some Bermuda that's come into my zoysia, and all I see is the weed. Like, I got a little area probably about a foot by 3 feet that I see, and that's all I see. Everybody said, oh, your yard looks great. Well, no, it doesn't. You see those weeds over there? You see those? But Bermuda grass shouldn't be there. It's kind of like your football team. I feel like a football coach. Everybody's telling me how great everything else is. I'm only worried about the bad ones, you know, like the things that could cost me a football game.
That's your status with young children in your world.
Yeah.
So when you no longer have young children in the house, like, yeah, that drought spot will be your sole focus. And, like, there's beautiful about that, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is by going and spending time out there cutting the grass now, it is a little therapeutic. And I would have never believed that in a day of my life, you know? So that
cutting grass and folding laundry. I like doing both of those things these days.
I'd rather take a beating than fold laundry, so...
Yeah, but you can shut the door and throw on some music, and, like, you're in your own lane there for a little bit. You don't get that much as a parent of young kids.
I tell people I have help cutting the grass. Willie Nelson does it with me sometimes. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards does it with me sometimes. You know, the Lumineers do it with me sometimes. All right, am I wrong? And I know a lot of it is controlling the message, but it seems awfully quiet at Georgia, and that's probably the best news that you can even speak to today. Am I wrong, or has it been a turbulent camp with injuries and position battles? It seemed like maybe it's just kind of just what you want, very quiet camp.
It's exactly what Kirby Smart wants. I mean, they've talked about that, and they've kind of done it very quietly out of the sides of their mouth, how they've been healthier than they have in previous years. And this week he was talking about, you know, they are trying to increase some tackling reps in practice to avoid some of the missed tackles that plagued them at the end of last season. But that's a never-ending equation with all coaches in college football of how much do you live tackle versus how much do you protect against injuries. And I think Georgia feels pretty good about its equation with that right now. You never really know where the team stands until they play. So, like, a week and a half out, it kind of feels like football season is finally here. And I totally agree with you. Georgia feels like it's very low maintenance right now. And maybe it's because they're playing Marshall and they don't have a big first game like Clemson was last year. That could be a piece of it. But, you know, maybe that we saw enough of Gunnar Stockton last year that doesn't feel like such a shock to the system that he's now the starting quarterback. Like it feels like that's been a given thing for 8 months, and that's because it has. And so I think it's a combination of all those things that there's not a whole lot of drama to discuss with this team. It's coming. I promise you it's coming, because I've discovered college football long enough to see this. And you're starting to hear like some of the freshmen that may make an impact on this team, some of the position groups. I mean, I'm hearing this may be, and you can stop me if this is something that you've heard from Georgia for the whole time that you and I have known each other. I'm hearing that this is Georgia's most talented wide receiver core under Kirby Smart.
Well, that was my next question. That's my next question.
I don't know
question.
If I believe it. I got to see it first.
Well, but what you got there is you got two potential high ceiling guys, in my opinion, that have not done, hadn't reached the ceiling yet. And in Colby Young, who was, look, he was a terrific player. He had 10 touchdowns, and you know, the guy had 79 catches for almost 1,000 yards in 2 years at Miami. And then last year, the legal stuff, he only had 11 catches. But with that said, a big 6'3 frame. And then Branch is a guy that, well, we keep waiting. But both these guys are really, really high ceiling. So one of my questions to you is going to be today is, if you had to pick one, or can both get much closer to what they have shown, those flashes of brilliance?
Can I go off the board and tell you I'm more excited about someone else?
Yeah, sure.
Noah Thomas from Texas A&M.
Yeah.
And then if you start going into that freshman group, because that's really the differentiator here, is the depth at receiver. Because I do think Georgia had some top-end talent last year, and people can say what they want to about Arian Smith. He's a really good football player. Now, he may not be the absolute best receiver, but Arian Smith makes your football team better, and he made Georgia's football team better, and he was one of Georgia's best playmakers last year, even with the drops that he had. So once you got behind that, when Ra-Ra Thomas was not on the team, when Colby Young had his stuff going on, like, Georgia did not have a lot of depth at receiver. They do right now, and that's in part because of these freshmen that have come in. I think C.J. Wiley plays this year. I mean, he had an unbelievable scrimmage in the second scrimmage. We're talking like 150, 200 yards kind of. And I get that it's simulated, and that's not even in the context of like time and game and everything else, but just the fact that like he was making plays against Georgia's defense. Like, we haven't seen those kind of numbers in a while from someone his age. Taylen Taylor has shown some of the skill set. I think you'll see Landon Roldan on some special team stuff. And that's even before you go back to London Humphrey. It's like there's just a wide variety at receiver. All to say, like, if anything, it should make Georgia fans feel pretty good that Gunnar Stockton just has to not screw it up based on the talent that's around them.
Well, like, Wiley's a big kid, right? And certainly Noah Thomas, big kid. Colby Young, big kid. Like, if you're going to roll them out there, this is a good-looking group, at least off the hoof. You know, these are 6'3", 6'4", guys, and guys who can go up and get the football. So
now, I mean, are they going to block when they need to block? That's always the telltale sign to me. That's when I saw Ladd McConkey. I was like, that dude's different, because I've seen him go against defensive ends that are almost twice his size and him hold his own. And I'm like, that's the dog in him that they always talk about. And I don't know that Georgia's had a lot of dog in their receivers in the last few years.
So I grew up in that Georgia era where, man, it was Worley and Tate and Herschel and Rodney Hampton and Edwards. Man, these guys are just – and we talked about it before, Georgia got to run the ball. And so I'll ask you, as far as depth chart goes, you feel better about the depth at wide receiver than you did running back at this time? Because you got to run the football better than last year. We know that.
Sure.
You feel better about the depth at wide receiver than you do at running back?
Yeah, I do, and it's only because that, you know, Nate Frazier – made his move, and he's the starting running back, and everyone knows that. And I think he could be one of the best in the country. But in that trio that came in together, when you're looking at Chauncey Bowens, you know, even Bo Walker, a freshman this year, there's just a lot of unproven. Even I would say this group is less proven than even last year's group, and definitely the one the year before when you start looking at Kendall Milton and Dejan Edwards. There's a lot of room there for players to make the move, whether it's Josh McCray, the Illinois transfer. I'm not as high on him. I think he'll have a role. But, look, to me, if he can handle it, Nate Frazier needs to be carrying the ball 20 times a game.
Yeah.
And that's more than typical in modern college football, right?
Yeah.
But I just think he's that much better than everyone else in the room. There's talent there. There's some gadget guys. There's not a complete player. And I guess what I'm saying is that if I'm projecting forward, Georgia's receiver room right now is much more close to having a complete unit and a lot of guys that are complete players individually. I don't quite see that at running back yet. That could change. You know, I'm higher on like Cass Jones than most people. I think Georgia can win a lot of football games with Nate Frazier and Cass Jones.
All right. Well, that said, identity. If we had to think about, I'm going to ask you in week six, like the offensive identity. What's this team going to do? What's this team going to be known for?
This is going to depend on Gunnar Stockton and do they protect the ball. That's the first thing at Georgia. Got to protect the ball. And if Kirby Smart gets the sense that the offense is reckless, he's going to rein it in. And they're going to be boring and bland and try to win a lot of games 24-14. I mean, we've seen that before, right? How many Georgia-Kentucky games have been exactly what I just told you?
Yeah.
Because that was the path of least resistance based on Georgia's talent and you know, the lines of scrimmage difference that Georgia typically has against its opponents. If Georgia early on shows the ability to protect the ball and be explosive, I think you'll see Kirby let that happen a bit more. And I think, look, they have to be more explosive than they were end of last season. Really, even a lot of people talk about Notre Dame, but Georgia's offense wasn't anything special against Texas. And that's Carson Beck, that's Gunnar Stockton. Like, they found a way to win, and Stockton did some good things. That wasn't an offense anybody was going to be scared of. And so they need to establish that early, that they can be explosive without being reckless, and that if they don't do that, I can see that leash getting pulled back pretty hard.
I'm looking now. Do you know how many guys carried it 20 times a game last year in college football?
Oh, wow. You know, I kind of said that offhanded, but, like, I really don't know the number. And if you're looking at it in front of you, I guess you're going to tell me it's not much at all.
No.
Genty obviously did.
Yeah. Genty did. Bryson Daly for Army did. That's not a running back through all that. Well, Scatabo did at Arizona State. Let me see. Bear with me 1 second here. It's about eight. Eight guys carried it 20 times last year.
They don't lather them up anymore, Mickey.
No, you got you know, the seasons are long. You gotta have third down backs, and you gotta have all that. But it's about eight or so. It's less than 15. I know that. Just looking at some numbers here.
Well, and some of it too is swing passes. Stuff
oh
too,
yeah.
So it may increase a little bit when you start that extension of the run game that all coaches like to talk about.
Well, it's all NFL too. You got situational stuff and you know, trying to make guys last seasons and all that kind of stuff. All right, I had something off the wall here. Because one of my questions I was going to ask you, when I look at Georgia's depth chart, and I see that next year, you know, Branch could come back, Humphreys, you know, you talk about C.J. Wiley, like you could be good at wide receiver next year. The offensive line, you know, I think you're going to lose maybe Ernest Green, but Michael Morse is like the only senior
Freeling.
There. Yeah, Freeling. But those are, you know, underclassmen guys.
Here's the line from Jim Donnan for you. This is from last week on UGA Sports Live. So Drew Bobo is going to be an NFL center. And that, you know, a lot of people may think nepotism or whatever, but Jim Donnan, when he tells me Drew Bobo is going to be an NFL center, I'm not saying he's going to leave early because I doubt he will because that's a guy that, like, grew up around Georgia. But I'm telling you, he may have the talent to do so. He may have a decision to make if he wants to. Most centers don't do that, but we've seen it. Jared Wilson just did it.
Yeah. But I'm looking at only two seniors starting on defense potentially. And you just mentioned the best freshman class. So my point was, like, will this team be better or will next year's team be better? So I tried to find the 26 schedule. I didn't know this. Like, the schedule's not out yet. I thought SEC put these things out these years in advance. We don't know who Georgia's going to play next year.
No, because you remember they did the thing where they play the same two teams,
yep,
home and road. And
yep,
they were trying to buy time for the 8 or 9 game schedule so they could, like, flex that around. Trust me, it'll be out on a TV show on the SEC network at some time.
Sure. But my off the top of your head, just a quick gut. More talented team in 25 or 26?
My gut says they won't play Texas A&M in College Station ever, so you can rule that off the schedule. I'd have to see what that recruiting class and transfer class is, right, as a whole. I think this team is likely more talented, but look, if Gunnar Stockton has a great year, I don't know, like, all this is quarterback generated, you know?
Yeah.
Too many variables, so I'd say what's in front of me rather than the unknown.
All right,
that's a hazardous guess.
But Stockton could go, but he could stay. What a gut feeling right now?
I don't see him having good enough NFL talent to go early.
That's what I'm saying.
I really don't.
Right, so you get him back for a senior year and does a Stetson Bennett thing. I think Georgia's going to be better next year in 26. That the class they have coming in, the freshman from this year, you know, I like this team next year, man. I think Georgia's 1 year away. But a lot of teams win it a year sooner than people think.
Well, and I like the way that this schedule sets up for Georgia, where its most difficult games are at home.
Yep.
And I can't imagine they'll get the same luck at the draw the following year.
Yeah, this is one. It's been a while. It's been a minute at Georgia since you've had like a great home, like the incentive to buy these season tickets. This year's not that. I mean, this year's a home schedule is going to be a lot of fun for University of Georgia.
I mean, Alabama, Texas, Ole Miss is kind of forgotten, and I think Ole Miss could be a college football playoff team. Yeah. I really like Austin.
Well, I'll just tell you, Ole Miss is better than Alabama.
I think so, but yeah. Alabama, that ticket's going to sell more for Georgia folks if they end up selling them out.
Yeah, but I'm telling right now, Alabama's going to lose 3 or 4 football games, and Alabama's in trouble, man. That's not – Bama doesn't look like Bama to me. All right, you guys are doing an awful lot of stuff. Tell me about UGASports.com.
Man, we had the staff meeting last night where we kind of assigned, like, what are we doing game-wise? So one of my jobs this year, Mickey, is to kind of do some rewatch from all the different angles that you can see and spot things that maybe you didn't see in the TV broadcast. So when I see those, I'll bring them up here and we'll make fun of them together.
I love it. Absolutely love it. Can't wait. Let's preview Marshall coming to Sanford Stadium at 3:30 on ESPN when we visit next Wednesday.
Great. Sounds good, Mickey. I'll see you then.
All right, buddy. Dane Young, UGA@Robbins.com, with a 9 days away with Thundering Herd coming down. My friends at Roosters, Roosters MGC, let them take care of you. Roosters does a terrific job with men's haircuts. They don't do any ladies. Sorry, ladies, but you want to get your haircut like a man, a straight razor shave, a 7-step facial, a back of the neck razor shave, a camo deal. I don't know, get your little fellas getting a haircut. They'll take care of all that for you. And get you ready for your next big meeting, your next big date. Sam, you got any big dates coming up? Yeah, I know you got a bunch of football dates. You got hey, Sam, go over to Roosters. They're going to make you look good. Men's Grooming Center, Plaza on Pelham, Pelham Road over in Greenville. Why is it that both of my producers now are single and ready to mingle? Let's do that one day. Let's get this. Let's do a Most Eligible Bachelor thing with you and. You and Will. Short break. We'll come back. Andrew Oliphant's going to preview
thanks for the support.
Tour Championship when you come back right after this.
Once active and adventurous, Stephanie was sidelined by joint pain. She was losing touch with what gave her real joy.
I want to stay active, and if I don't do something now to feel better, that will keep me out hiking and running and doing all those activities. My health's going to suffer from it. I had the treatment at QC Kinetics.
They're all natural regenerative treatments to use the restorative biologics from Stephanie's body. As the healing properties went to work, Stephanie realized something one day.
I was like, wow, I don't feel any pain. I have no problem going up and down stairs. I have no problem going down mountains. Snowboarding felt good again.
If you see Stephanie, give her a thumbs up. That is, if you can catch her.
And now I can totally keep up with my friends in their 30s, and I'm 55.
Don't even think about giving up. There's lots of life left to live. Call now for a free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Get ready for a night of Southern charm, music, and heartwarming hilarity. Sean Dietrich, the beloved humorous, multi-instrumentalist, and storyteller, takes the stage September 6th at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center. From columns in Southern Living to appearances on the Grand Ole Opry, Sean's tales of life in the American South are laugh-out-loud funny.
Thanks, Mom.
And refreshingly honest. Join us for a truly unforgettable evening and stick around for a meet-and-greet after the show. Tickets at WalhallaPack.com.
That's what I like about the South.
Anderson County is a great place to live and work, play, and worship. Samantha Porter, the Anderson County Environmental Educator, reminds all residents to recycle used motor and cooking oil at Anderson County Convenience Centers. You can also bring your used oil and gas mixtures to the King David, Mance Jolly, and Whitefield sites. Tires may be recycled at the Materials Recovery Facility in Belton. If you have any questions, please call 260-1001 in regard to recycling and proper waste disposal.
Craving real Buffalo, New York style pizza and wings? You don't have to leave the upstate. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City style, never doughy, with the perfect crisp crust. And the wings? Crispy, juicy, buttery, spicy. Authentic Buffalo flavor with a tangy finish. Feeling adventurous? Try the Beef on Weck, a Western New York classic. Moretti's is just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's. We're everyone's a regular.
Beat the summer heat with Tiger Sports Shop. From the practice field to the poolside, we've got you covered. Find breezy styles and cool comfort in Lululemon and Nike performance gear. Need a little extra shade? Check out the season's hottest hats. They're the ultimate summer must-have. And remember, Tiger fans, football season is on the horizon. Get your gear today and be game day ready. Shop local at our two Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or order anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop. Everything Clemson, every season.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2025? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most five-star reviews in our industry, our guarantees stand strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Dreaming of building your dream home on your own land without the hassle of having to draw plans from scratch? Introducing Homesites by Hunter Quinn Homes. From cozy and quaint to spacious and grand, our award-winning floor plans are the perfect starting point for your dream home, allowing you to customize our plans to fit your needs. Our dedicated local team will make the building process a breeze. Don't settle for a one-size-fits-all home. Search Hunter Quinn Homesites online to explore our plans and build a home on your land that's truly yours.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, as we sit alone, I know someday we must go.
Sam, got some good news for you. Are you taking good news right now? Will you allow good news right now?
I would love some good news.
On my Whoop app, my recovery is in the green. You see that middle one there, Sam? 71%.
I can't confirm, listeners. It is very green.
I had 82%.
Might be as green as I've seen it.
Oh, it's the greenest I've had. That's my best recovery yet. 82% my sleep. And the good news there is, I'm going to see what's the issue with my on that one was. The good news there is that Engineer Sleep Bed Man is just doing an awesome job. I love it. Last night, I'll tell you what time. I went to bed late. 10:24 is when I went to bed last night. But with that said, it was a phenomenal night of sleep. I got 95% of the hours I needed to sleep last night. My sleep consistency was 61. Sleep efficiency, 94 last night. Had zero high stress sleep last night.
I wish 10:24 was late for me.
you got to get to bed earlier. Had an hour 18 of REM sleep last night and an hour 5 of SWS sleep, deep sleep last night. I was only awake for 26 minutes the whole night. Sam, Engineer Sleep Bed. They need to team with Whoop and get you all that together. The best mattress in the world. All four of us are cuddled up in there. Now, I'm a little bit, I got to get a leg in the face every once in a while. Get a foot in the face with a little 2-year-old foot or 6-year-old foot in my face. But I offset that by a great Engineer Sleep Bed. We love Engineer Sleep. 333 North Pleasant Bridge Drive, the best in the business, engineersleep.com. Andrew Oliphant joins us, the Director of Instruction at Katichi in beautiful Hartwell, Georgia. Good morning, Andy. Oh, how you doing, friend?
I'm doing well. Good morning to you, Mickey.
Scotty Scheffler wins again. Let me give you a couple things here on – he's not Tiger, all right? I want to be clear about that. But there's a few things he does, and I'll run down this list and let you speak to each one that Tiger did. The chip in at 17 is kind of a new thing here. He's kind of like bored us to death. We had some drama. Tiger always had the dramatic shot. We're starting to see it a little more out of Scotty right now. What'd you think of that unbelievable 71st hole chip in and an unbelievable momentum turning, getting it done when it had to get done? That was a little Tiger-esque, right? A little drama with a chip in.
A little drama. I don't know if he was trying to necessarily say, hey, I'm going to chip this in. Took forever to get the ball across the green and drop in, but great players make great things happen at the right time, and that's what he's starting to do.
All right, he eases his way into golf tournaments now. Tiger did this like at the first round, they'll shoot 70, and oh by the way, 17 consecutive under par rounds now for Scotty Scheffler on the PGA Tour. But he'll shoot 70 and he'll be 21st. And in his second round, he'll shoot 69, and he'll be 14th. And in the third round, he'll shoot 65, and he'll be second. And then he ends up winning the golf tournament. It's a little Tiger-esque, like working your way into the event.
Yeah, and he's done that for a while, hasn't he? You know, and we've suggested that he might not have his best stuff, and he's going along, and all of a sudden it's like he's there again. And, you know, he's a term that he just doesn't go away. You know, he's been around nearly every tournament, and he'll start to carry that crown a little bit. The other players will look at him and you know, it's an inner self-belief that, hey, here comes Scotty again, and you know, if other players are looking at him expecting him to do that, then he's putting on a show, and he's doing it time and time again.
Yeah, really is amazing there. The other one, one of the other ones is, that iron game is so sharp, and the distance control. Tiger did an incredible job of that. He controls his trajectory when he needs to, but most importantly through all that, consistency comes through trajectory. That's a Ben Hogan quote. But it's the distance control. Like, he hits it pin high all day long. Is that remind you of Tiger a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's actually, dare I say this, a little bit better. You know, I mean, Tiger early in his career, he was hitting wedges, ripping them off greens, and you know, might have been in that era where we're going through softer golf ball, square grooves, etc. So, you know, we saw Tiger, not, you know, he struggles, maybe a harsh word, but, you know, certainly 100 yards or so, he was tearing it off the green. We don't see that as much with Scheffler, and, you know, you're right, his distance control is unbelievable, you know, and trajectory wise, there's certain players when you watch them on the range and you're like, man, they hit it great. And Scheffler obviously falls straight into that bucket.
Bounce back. It seemed to me that when Tiger would make a bogey, then he's always coming back. We saw back to back bogeys, by the way. And if he started on one, I think he did. Let me see if I'm saying this. No, he did not. So he didn't see back-to-back bogeys. But the point there is, like, when he makes a bogey, look out. He's got that bounce back that Tiger had a little bit. That bounce back stat looks really good for him.
Yeah, I mean, I see Scheffler. He goes along the round. He's done it a couple of times as well. I think, you know, go back to the Open Championship where he's got a commanding lead. All of a sudden, there's a little hiccup there. And we see that in Scheffler from time to time that, you know, maybe the word is boredom or a little lapse in concentration. Maybe he's thinking about something else, but hey, I've got this. And then all of a sudden, a couple of bogeys creep in. It's like, whoa, you know, I need to recheck myself here and bounce back, make a birdie or something, you know, even better than that. We've seen that as a characteristic in his game, that he gets a little bit of a commanding lead, loses a little focus, and then resets himself to go on to win.
Let me give you – I'm going to fly through these. Since – if you remember saying this. Since May, with the when he won down at the Byron Nelson in his home state, bear with me a second, all right? Let me give you a scores since the going on. This is May the 5th until now. 61, 63, 66, 63, 69, 68, 65, 71, 68, 71, 64, 69, 70, 70, 68, 70, 73, 71, 70, 70, 62, 69, 72, 65, 66, 68, 69, 67, 68, 64, 67, 68, 67, 66, 65, 67, 66, 65, 67, 67. He shot a 73 at the U.S. Open in the first round. I think I'm right by saying this. I need to check Charles Schwab. That's a par 70. There's nothing above 72. There's one round higher than 72 since May the 4th. What are we doing, man?
I don't know what's more impressive, his scores or the way that you just rattled them out. If someone was tuning in as you rattled them out, they think, what the heck's going on to Mickey's show here?
What the heck's going on is, like, this guy just keeps shooting under par. All right. He's played, oh, man. I'll go back and count this up, too. He has played in... was a par 70, yeah, at the U.S. Open. So he was four over par there. So that's two over par rounds. I think I'm right by saying this. Let me give you the rounds over 72. He shot a 76 at the Genesis in the third round. That's one. He shot 73 at the Players in the final round. That's two. He shot a 73 at the U.S. Open in the first round. That's three. He's got three rounds this year above a 72 for the year.
We might give him a pass on the U.S. Open as well, because they typically take one of the fives and turn it into a four. So, and it was a brutal, difficult golf course. So, incredible run, isn't it?
He's had 72 rounds of golf this year, and three of them have been higher than 72. Like, that's unbelievable. All right, let me switch up a little bit. One other quick Tiger note there. They both play like very, you know, Nicklaus did this. Would you consider like he's a fairly conservative player off the tee and in the greens?
Well, Jack Nicklaus, you know, he's a great putter and, you know, by standards, not a great chipper. So Jack always played for the middle of the green, you know, so the conservative side, he'd rather have a 30, 40 foot putt than a short sided little chip in type shot from the rough. So, you know, that was Jack's game. I think with Scheffler, you know, they do, you know, hit shots in tight. You know, I mean, they go flag hunting and they're not scared to miss it in certain spots. So maybe a little bit of a different there, but they know when to step on the gas, don't they? You know, if they've got wedges in or par fives, all of a sudden they're birdie, eagle, birdie, and that kind of great stuff as great champions do.
Need to be. I'll figure this other side out. Tell me about East Lake, about tour championships, about storylines. We're down to the final 30, man. This is it. This is it.
Yeah, and we've got 30 players in form. This year they've changed the handicapping structure. I believe it's just straight out, let's go. So that's a little bit different. And East Lake, they'll have that golf course in great shape with, you know, with a little bit of rain the last couple of weeks. But, yeah, I'm sure they're going to prepare the golf course for the Tour Championship. The course was redone, I want to say, 2 years ago. You know, they teared everything up and you know, presented it to the players. So last year, I know there was some firm bounces in different places. You know, the golf course hadn't quite bedded in. So hopefully we'll see something a little bit more consistent on the greens. I was chatting to someone who played it a couple of weeks ago that punched the greens and hadn't quite healed up 2 weeks ago. But, you know, the way they've got the weather and the agronomy team and everything else, so I'm sure they're going to have their place in tour championship form and present it for us to watch some great golf.
Should be awesome. Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. Looking forward to seeing it and seeing the golf course. I've had a chance to play a few times, and it's phenomenal. That number, the 8th and 9th, like it's really 7, 8, and 9. What a key stretch. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, tell me about what you guys are doing. Maybe some cooler temperatures, school starting back, some fall golf, some good time to go over and get some good instruction.
Yeah, we're hopefully finally out of the 100-degree heat. We're trying to find the balance, right? You know, wintertime, it feels almost a little too cold, and then summertime, it's been blistering hot. So looking forward to fall golf. As you say, school's gone back, so I'm always someone who likes to keep junior golfers continuing to play throughout the year. Don't leave it till February time when, you know, all of a sudden, oh, we've got to get ready for, you know, golf school practice. You know, play through the fall, play through the winter, and get it a little bit ahead. So starting the junior classes on Saturdays again. I've got some beginner classes going on, some putting classes going on, some group stuff. So staying busy. You know, and like I say, looking forward to a little bit of cooler temperatures around the corner.
All right, I'm going to leave you with this. I did the math while we were talking. In his last 52 rounds on tour, he shot over par once in his last 52 rounds on the PGA Tour. Get you some of that there, buddy. Let's review the Tour Championship when we visit next week.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
I do as well. Andy O, Andrew Oliphant, thanks an awful lot. And Andrew at Katichi.com. Andrew at Katichi.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Sam, 51. Once in his last 52 tournament rounds on the PGA Tour, did he shoot above par? That's unbelievable. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, doing an incredible job for your garage floors, for your floors at your commercial level as well. And don't forget, if you got a business and you have showrooms, you have kitchens, you have automotive repair areas, you have break rooms, bathrooms, you need that slip-resistant, stain-resistant look, you can put your logo down there, your company colors down there. It's going to look amazing. Think about it, commercial standpoint, industrial standpoint as well. These guys do an incredible job. They do it during the off hours, so you don't close your building. You don't have to close down the shop to do this. They'll do it for you at Carolina Flooring Specialist. Obviously, the residential part of it, but commercial and industrial, check it out. Their website tells it all. The most experienced group out there have been doing this now for 26 years. It's CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. Call Tim today, 404-8158, 404-8158. Final segment of a Wednesday show after this.
The countdown is on. 10 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Going to keep it, try to now, he's going to look downfield. Throw, got a man wide open, then walking in the end zone, untouched, is Wesco left side, and Clemson grabs a 6-0 lead.
We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Friends, here's something you probably already know. America is in a health crisis. Me, you, and our friends and family. It's a health crisis that's caused by being overweight, and so many of these issues could be resolved if we could just get our weight under control. Hey friends, it's Mike Vaughn from The Mickey Plyler Show, and I've seen it all firsthand with a family member who has tried the weight loss drugs and shots. I mean, who wants to take shots? Plus all of the side effects, and when the shots end, the weight just seems to come right back. That's why I've been so excited about my experience with PhD Weight Loss. They've helped me learn how to eat and think about food differently. They help their patients drop up to a third of their body weight naturally without ever taking those weight loss drugs. PhD Weight Loss helps you wake up your own body's metabolism so that your body produces its own weight loss hormones. Reach out to my great friends at PhD Weight Loss in the Greenville office at 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Easley has welcomed Greer Flooring Center with open arms, and as a thank you, we are offering 12 months same as cash on your next project. Visit our state-of-the-art showroom at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway, or start by using our flooring visualizer at greerflooringcenter.com. Take a photo of your room and then select different flooring options, and you get to see what it would look like. It makes those nights scrolling through your phone more fun. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
The plumber whose name is his number, One Time Plumber. One Time Plumber.
It's bow time. When mornings are hectic, your breakfast doesn't have to be. Head to Bojangles and grab two sausage and egg biscuits for just $5. Double the protein, double the flavor, all on our legendary made-from-scratch biscuits. Order in the app or head to Bojangles today. It's bow time.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Line up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
Injured in a wreck and now the insurance company's ghosting you? Classic move. They're quick to collect premiums, but when you need help, disappeared. I'm Trey Mills with the Trammell & Mills Law Firm. We don't chase, we confront. You call us and we bring the pressure, loud and legal. What's up, QB? We're about to ring your bell. We may talk a little trash, but we back it up with action. Call 864-485-8585 or visit TrammellandMills.com. Trammell & Mills, we don't do quiet.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun.
Welcome back, Harvin Lumber. Remember the number since 1970. Speaking of experience, since 1917, these people have been doing it right. We love Harbin Lumber, full-service lumberyard, installed services. Want to talk about more than anything else? Hey, they got all the interior products, exterior products. I had that at my home, and they did an incredible job with all that. And the installed services, those are the cabinets. You know, that's the garage doors. I mean, our garage doors are awesome, thanks to these good folks. All of our interior doors, awesome. All of our hardware in the house. We have cabinet, Sam, in our laundry room, mud room, kitchen, living room, bathrooms, walk-in closet in the bedroom. We have cabinets everywhere. custom designed, custom built, custom installed cabinets. Unbelievable. These people are amazing. I want to just tell you, if you're doing any kind of remodeling around the home, get with them. Make sure your builder, remodeler, handyman is doing this. Get with Harbin Lumber. These people will have every delivery on time, in full, every single time. You're going to love the products. This is going to be amazing. HarbinLumber.com since 1970. Fourth generation family owned. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number. 353-5053. 353-5053. I apologize to the text line today. I just didn't get to... we got 200 texts, Sam, and didn't get to hardly Mary Miriam at all. With that said, it was a busy show. We talked a lot of Auburn football and the little brother thing, but Alabama does it too. Your final thoughts on Auburn and their claimed national championships? Like, my mind was, why stop at 9? Just keep going to 30 or 40.
Very, very silly, very unnecessary, and just opens you up to get made fun of.
Yeah. We talked about quarterbacks in the NFL with Shadur and with Anthony Richardson. We talked about what that means to Lenore Sellers. I do think there's a time in there. Well, first of all, for every one Lamar Jackson, there's 10 non-Lamar Jacksons of the past.
There's 100 non-Lamar. There's one Lamar Jackson.
Yeah,
period.
But I've been wrong. Like, the Lamar Jackson, the thought was processing, arm, accuracy.
You bet on that developing over time, and 31 teams didn't bet on that.
Right, but the teams, and so you kick yourself for doing it, but then how about all the Vince Youngs and all of the just total bust? Anthony Richardson now is a big bust. Fair?
I think so.
You want to see more. You want to see more time.
Well, I don't see, again, I don't get why Indianapolis, who probably aren't going to be good this year regardless, would go with Daniel Jones other than to try and appear decent and save the jobs of Chris Ballard and Shane Steichen. I don't think Anthony Richardson's going to be good, but if I were a bad team with absolutely nothing to lose this year and an opportunity where if I suck, doesn't matter, I get a high pick and I can replace him, I would be asking to trade for him and say, you know what, for a year, why not? If we win two games, who cares?
Am I totally wrong with this school of thought? That, I mean, there's a dilemma there. You have to have a quarterback. You have to draft quarterbacks. But for every year you do this in the first round, man, you're losing a left tackle that you could have had, a Pro Bowl guy. You're losing a lockdown corner. You're losing a pass rusher. Because now you're 10 years in and you got six quarterbacks you drafted. Those could have been – Pro Bowl guys at positions, and your football team's not as good. So, yeah, I get the fact you have to get it, but, like, there's an opportunity cost in there too, right?
It's why most general managers get, like, one crack at a franchise quarterback in the draft, and then if that franchise quarterback isn't good, they get fired. They'll give them one try at that and then maybe one more for some. My problem with Chris Ballard and the Colts is not that they took Richardson. It's not that even they're giving up on Richardson because he's bad. If he's bad, he's bad. He hasn't had enough opportunity necessarily to prove that he is completely bad, partially his fault, partially because he keeps getting hurt. And then on the other hand, at one point you could have excused Chris Ballard, who has been the GM since Andrew Luck retired, for Andrew Luck retiring early, but we're in like year 8 since Andrew Luck retired at this point. 7 or 8.
Yeah.
It's time. Like, you should have a solution there by now if you're going to maintain that job. I don't know. The solution is not Daniel Jones. We'll see, but you're
solution,
right.
The solution would be, okay, we're going to keep drafting these guys until we get it right. Well, there's a cost with that, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Too. I mean, that's kind of why you look at a team like Philadelphia, and it's not necessarily the correct – or San Francisco. San Francisco might be the better example. San Francisco rolled it out with Jimmy G for a while, who wasn't good enough to win a Super Bowl, but they had a ridiculously loaded roster behind him. So they tried to get Trey Lance. That failed.
Right.
They got – unfathomably lucky. It's impossible to put into words how lucky the 49ers got with Brock Purdy.
Is it though? Because really, like, the hit percentage of those guys, like the Tom Brady and Purdy, I mean, like, really?
He was the last pick in the draft. The fact that Brock Purdy is a really good
NFL
quarterback is a miracle.
But you're a better football team around him because he didn't go out and, I mean, you did chase a little bit, but, like, they didn't bust out every single year at quarterback.
Yeah, but we were talking about this during a break. They still haven't won a Super Bowl. The goal, when you have guys like Mahomes and Allen and Lamar on the other side, you have to chase
I'll
that
this,
ridiculous
I'll this.
QB or else you're not going to beat him 99%
I'll tell you this. There is a part of me, and I don't totally believe all of this, but there's a part of me that can almost make a construct, at least, an argument that says that I'd rather have a sixth-round guy with an unbelievable roster around him than to continue to try to put the shoulders, the burden on the shoulders of the guy that be the savior, busting out and got to go do it again year after year after year. I mean, you could construct some sort of evidence of that.
Depends. I mean, you could draft you could draft 50 guys in the sixth round at quarterback, and 49 of them are going to be terrible. But if you're the team lucky enough to find
that,
you can do
that in the first round.
You absolutely can. But the
sixth round guys are bust out. I've got a great left tackle. I've got a great corner. I've got a great wide receiver. I've got a great defensive tackle in front of him.
Yeah, but you can count those guys on one hand. The NFL. I mean, Brock Purdy, Dak Prescott. In the current NFL, third or fourth round, I mean, there's not Jalen Hurts was a second rounder. There's not a high percentage of them, which is why it's so rare that we see it. I mean, there's usually a reason with quarterbacks why they don't go round one or two, and it's very, very difficult to find good ones later on.
I agree. It's a conundrum.
Quarterbacks in the NFL are you have to get so lucky to hit.
I would just say this, by the way. I want to take quickly PrimeLending.com. Let them take care of you. You're going to love Prime Lending. And Prime Lending does an incredible job with your mortgages, the best mortgage rates available. Get with three estimates. Let them be one of yours. They're going to knock your socks off. They're going to earn your business. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. So, you and I, we talked about this a little bit off the air. I would take the processing. There's no way to fully evaluate processing. I think processing is the single biggest. Once you reach a certain level, you can't have a noodle arm, you can't throw it 5 yards. Once you reach that level, I think processing is the single biggest difference. You could not be a great processor and be a great athlete. Lamar Jackson, I don't think anybody's going to consider that. Like, he's not progressing and going down a route tree and a progression routes all the way.
I think Lamar's an excellent passer all around now. I think his development is ridiculous.
Yes.
Compared to where he was.
But with that said, there's no way to tell it in the process of how they do it, and I don't know how you could ever do it. Maybe we'll come up with an AI-generated quick processing thing. Sam, I'm telling you, I think process is the most important part of it.
It sounds silly. You just kind of got to see it, and you just kind of know. When a guy's got, like, you can develop your
But you don't know in college.
You don't know in
the combine. You don't know through all the interviews. You don't know through any of the pro day workouts, any of the single, like, you don't know any of that, and all of a sudden now you got to know?
You can kind of get a grip from coaches, I think, in college, that they'll tell you, listen, this guy gets it quickly or he doesn't. And I think that's really all you can go off of. You can look at the film and say, well, they made three reads here and they ended up making the correct one. They went through them. But in the NFL, you don't really have time to go through all your reads all the time either. So you got to be it is the most important thing for a quarterback is to get the ball out as quick as humanly possible and just not turn it over. That's what you got to find. Many quarterbacks do not do that.
Brad Hughes at Allstate, BradHughesAtAllstate.com, BradHughesInsurance.com, 292-3001. Find out if he can help you. There is a chance you can get better coverage. There's a chance you get better rates. There's a chance you get both. See what you're currently paying. Let him take a peek at your policies and see if he can improve it. It's BradHughesAtAllstate.com. You have talked me back into it. We are actually playing the music now. You started a new tradition, Sam.
Are we?
Yes. Yes. I heard you guys when I left last week, last Wednesday, and so you guys want it. We'll play the music.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-Minute Drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
This is like Christmas morning to me. Look what I've done.
Yes.
We play Shotgun for Mr. B every Wednesday, and now we're playing the 2-Minute music.
Yes.
I've got three things now. Justin Fields can't process, as someone on the text line said. Yes, Justin Fields is the key example of not knowing what to do on the football field, but people still think he's good for some reason. Number two, I'm doing high school football this year. I'm doing play-by-play, which means each week there will be a poll on our website and on our app, theroarfm.com. Week 2 poll is up for next week. Go and vote on that in the next couple days. I'll plug it tomorrow, too, so Nick Costello and I know where to go. Number 3, John Wall retired yesterday. John Wall is one of the
more... He had a good career. Solid, right?
One of the more sneaky, underrated, influential players of his time on AAU circuit. Once he got to the NBA, he has a song, and he is the best Dougier in the history
Probably
of the universe.
Not the high side center we thought, but the floor was pretty good. He was solid.
Rocked.
Yeah.
John Wall.
Yeah. Good career. 11, 12, 13 years, something like that. Good stuff. Eric Newton, I spoke to Eric yesterday on the phone for a while. They're doing great. I talked to Jeff Scott this week. I actually talked to both these guys, and things are going great. See Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. You're going to love everything about real estate. Greenleaf is doing awesome right now. The townhomes, they're really amazed at what these things are coming out, what they're going to look like, and a great time to get in touch with them on that. And all of your real estate needs in Clemson, do that for sure. Hey, I got the best text of the day today. my aunt sent me this, that there's a Memorial Golf Tournament today up at their golf course that, my uncle's a pro at, and it's a cancer fundraiser, and you can buy a sign in, memory of someone, and they did it for my mom. Man, how cool is that? I can't thank my Steve and Vicky here, my uncle and, aunt. That's fantastic. I appreciate you doing that. And miss it every day and think about it every day. And for all those that lost it, man, that's a really cool deal. Appreciate that. Let me thank Dane Young, Andrew Oliphant. Great job, Sam. Up next to my favorite people, Fax and John. Have a great day. Most important to you tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.